Lucky Dads is brought to you by Collector's King. They are always for collectors. It's a brand new product they always sell at retail. They carry all the TCGs in addition to Pokemon. Their mission is to bring more people into their hobby and provide product at fair prices. Come join the collector army and start the hobby revolution. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Collectible Kings. That's collectible with a K for information on all their online product drops. And also by Gamers Move. Get your nerd on at gamersmove.com for all video game news, esport news, podcasts, your lovely Pokedads, anything else your nerdy heart can think of at gamersmove.com. This week on Pokedads, we finally reach episode 80, and we talk all things Chill Tournament and Pog, from rotation from Team Up to Evolving Skies, before we lose all the GX Pokemon. Aaron, are you excited about that?
No.
Why not?
Because it's time for grass to shine and grow, and it's just not here yet.
No, it's not. And we introduced a new host to Pokedads, Drew. How did you think the episode went?
I'm still crying. I don't know.
Nope. Is it tears of happiness or joy?
Wait, good. There's no sadness. Talked about grass. Talked about Pog. Everything was fun.
Everything's fun. So strap in, buckle down. What Pokedad Adam said last week, jump off the airplane, make sure you hit that parachute button, let's land and have a good time of all things Pog. Let's roll.
Make sure you check your parachute before you jump.
No, don't do it. Risk it for the biscuit.
What's up, Pokedad Nation? Welcome to another exciting episode, my brain is gone, of Pokedads, a Pokemon TCG podcast. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Pokedads TCG. Or if you were bored and you want to hit us with polls, questions of the week, hit us up on our text line at 815-782-0202. I'm your host, Pokedad Rick, and with me today is
Pokedad Aaron.
And Pokedad Drew.
What's up, guys? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Need to relax for a little bit-ish.
Oh, yeah, because it's the beginning of the month. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, beginning of the month, always great. Though my wife's making me do a bunch of housework.
You tell her no.
You know how that would go.
Yeah, she's like, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly it. 100%.
Dude, you work all the time. You know, you got the second job of D&D Master, and then you got your normal job to provide for that family so she could sit.
Did you just quotation finger my normal job?
We all know you do the other stuff at the normal job.
I would never.
And so she could sit at home, try to keep the house clean. She doesn't have to go to work because of you. So you be like, yeah.
Right.
And we have a Dr. Pepper, and you do your thing, girl. And she's like, okay. And then you slap that booty, and then you keep doing you, buddy.
What fantasy land do you live in, Rick?
I guess it's my dream. I don't know.
No, I mean, I mowed the lawn probably for the first time in like 2, maybe 3 weeks, because it hasn't been growing too bad. And then we got rain for a couple days, and then it was just like, fuck you, fucking grass. And so I started to mow the lawn. Doing the dishes, the usual stuff that I'm supposed to do that I've been slacking on, just kind of keeping back up on.
That's awesome. And with the weather starting to cool now too, the grass is going to go
so much nicer.
Yeah. I was driving around the past 2 days with the windows down, listening to Britney Spears super loud, you know, it's a good time.
Yeah. Sounds like the appropriate response.
All right, well, a couple announcements. First off, I would like to thank the Pokedad Nation of making Evolving Skies review. I can't really speak today, but I'll get there. Our biggest download episode of all time. So
fuck yeah.
Shout outs to everyone. Shout out to Drew for joining. Shout out to Polkadot Adam. It was great. And we also gave away a Marnie box. And I'm not going to give the winner just yet. I'm sorry. You know how these things work. We tease you. You're going to listen. We're going to have it later in the episode of the winner because you're going to have to listen to this episode.
The whole thing to find out where it is.
Or you keep skipping. You keep hitting that 15-second skip button and maybe you'll be like, oh, did they say it? I think I heard my name.
Then you'd go back and try to figure out again. So you're better off just listening to the whole thing.
Yeah, plus you're going to...
You could put it in the 50 times speed, so we all sound like chipmunks for 3 minutes. Ooh. And yeah, that's the ideal way to do it.
Yes.
Don't be giving away your tips.
Oh my goodness. So with that, and the episode a few weeks ago with Drew, Polkadot, Aaron and I went out and discussed our buddy Drew to become a full-blown Polkadot intern. Drew, he is now part of the Polkadot Nation with Polkadot Scott and Polkadot Adam, but Drew will be mainly with us every week where, you know, the other dads show up when they can. So Drew,
yeah,
welcome. We appreciate it.
Happy to have you.
It's nice to be here. Thank you for recognizing me for my talent, i.e. my red hair.
That's it. You just remind us of our buddy Roscoe. That's the only reason why you're here.
That explains everything.
That's all I could ask for, really.
So, since we skipped over how everybody else is doing in the catch-up besides myself, how are you doing, Drew?
I'm good. I'm excited for this promotion. it's good to come up with another fun week of playing Pokemon cards and, you know, with all the news release and drops and stuff like that. It's just been fun to be involved in Pokemon. Other than that, life's good. Wife's back from California. Got to see Jonas Brothers twice. Two times. No, Sarah being back is fine because then the dog has a buddy while I hang out with you guys. So it's nice. It's been a good week. How are you, Rick?
Ugh, I'm fine, man.
Perfect. Great.
Ugh.
I was joking with the dads earlier. I was in a lot of pain today, and I guess I might have had a fart bubble. So if our listeners ever understand what a fart bubble is, it's like you're constipated, but you can't release gas. And I was going through that all day today. I was in pain. I was in a fetal position. I was texting Aaron, said to kill me. Told Shannon to hit me in the stomach, will it release? And then I took a nap.
Oh, man.
And then I woke up and I felt fine. So supposedly that's common when you sleep, you relax, and my butt hole wasn't so tight anymore, so it released and some gas was able to get out. And yeah, maybe a little too much information, but I love you guys and I want to let you know that I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay.
Dads.
This is the medical podcast.
Overall, Finn's still sick. We had our first get together at Paper or Plastic on Sunday, and it was a lot of fun. Shout out to a Polkadot fan, Zoro Dad. He was there with his two kids. He was able to show up, and we finally played each other for the first time since he became a fan.
Which is cool as shit.
And yeah, well, it was really cool to play in person. He ran Boombox. I ran Pikaram one final time. And I lost 2-1, and all I needed is this, I should have just put Path of the Peak in the deck, like 3 copies, and then I just didn't do it. I was too lazy.
I'm going to play with the good old Reliable.
Well,
it's no longer Reliable.
I still had to, like, tweak the deck, so I was going through everything, but
yeah.
My Chilling Rain stuff was, like, still not organized. I have not organized any Chilling Rain cards. They're all in boxes upon boxes, some booster pack, whatever they are. And I was like, I'm not going to find 3 Path of the Peaks in 15 minutes. I got to go. So I went to the normal to make it legal, and then I rolled out. And the compliments I got there were a lot of fun because it was just complete blown shiny deck. But I did run into a problem, which was kind of funny. The hollow lightning cards and the gold item cards, when they're all next to each other, I'm like, keep counting and thinking they were energy too. And I'm like, wait, I'm sorry. Let me tilt this item card to the left so you know that this isn't an energy, or I'm cheating when bolt on hitting you for 400 damage. So,
yep.
Yeah. But, nice. But fun fact, out of the 3 rounds, Pikaram didn't show up until the last round. And then by the time he came out to play, I was just, it was a little too late. It was a little too late for Pikaram.
So, yeah. So shout out to everyone that showed up. We deeply appreciate it. The next one will be, I think, I was thinking maybe we'd do it like every other week. I might do it every 3 weeks. I'm still figuring that stuff out until the Delta variant starts calming down and people feel more comfortable. I don't want to keep pushing people out every week, especially if it's just like a get together, hang, play, and stuff like that. So yeah. It'll probably be 3 weeks from this next Sunday, and I'll start posting and promoting that stuff. And other than that, it's been a good week. It was a nice send off for Peak Rom, and then now I'm focusing on Evolving Skies and go from there.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into some Pokemon stuff. We'll do that. Say that Pokemon, and I'm going to screw it up.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Pikachu!
It's Clefairy!
Fuck!
So, downtown for three. Sorry. Yeah. It's going to be Silgiaf. But I feel like Silgiaf is correct. I feel like that's the way you're saying it. I have no idea. What do you got, Drew?
Sigilyph, my friend.
Sigilyph. Sigilyph, not Sigilyph.
I'm like, you're wrong on that one. Yeah, I'm just like,
it's Sigilyph. I thought you were booing me for a second. I thought you were purposely saying it like that.
I'm like scrolling through the entire show. I'm like, where the fuck am I looking for the Say That Pokemon? I really couldn't find it.
So that's the bad boy. So yeah, it's currently 9 different cards since its release. One secret gold card, which is kind of rad. Ooh. And then it has a GX card from Lost Thunder with a full art and also a hyper rare. And Aaron, I have a link to that if you would like to read the GX.
Sure. So, the GX has the ability Mirror Counter. If this Pokemon is your active Pokemon and is damaged by an attack from your opponent's Pokemon GX or EX, even if this Pokemon is knocked out, put damage counter on the attacking Pokemon equal to the damage done to this Pokemon. That's cool. Then we have its attack has Sonic Wing, 3 energy, 1 psychic, 2 colorless for 80 damage. This attack's damage isn't affected by resistance with its sexy 170 HP. And we get the Lightning Rick.
Yeah, there you go. which is a really interesting part about the psychic type Pokemon.
For sure, because I'm psychic. I was supposed to be psychic or dark. I was like, nah, we're going to be Lightning. I have no idea.
I completely skipped over its GX move also.
What's the GX move?
Go far enough down. It's Intercept GX. 1 psychic, 2 colorless for 60 times damage. The attack does 60 damage times the amount of energy attached to your opponent's active Pokemon. It's kind of sexy.
Nailed it. So, fun thing. PSA 10 full art can run you $84.98 was the best offer on March 2021. And yeah, so because of this, go pick it up and then it'll be closer to what? It'll be almost 90 bucks because of the Pokemon.
At least $1.
Yeah, the one.
At least $1.
The $1 mark. So, I really forgot how to pronounce it.
Sigilyph. So all the PSA 10 Sigilyphs will be gone after this episode, obviously.
Yes. Sigilyph.
Set the market for those.
Sigil.
So Sigilyph. Sigilyph. Yeah. Sigilyph. I did it. Sigilyph.
Good old Sigil.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's probably a lot of Sigilyphs because a lot of people say Sigil wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Sigilyph. Hey, it's cool. It's one that I couldn't figure out to pronounce in a while. So,
that is.
Yeah. So, shout out to Pokedan Nation.
by that
now you know it's not rigged.
I didn't practice enough before the pod. That's what happened.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I love embarrassing myself. It's a great time. All right, guys. Well, let's get in some news. First off, Drew, did you get the Bidoof card?
I did not get the Bidoof card. I don't need another excuse to spend more money on the Pokemon Center.
I respect that. I went through some, segueing real quick. I went through some like buying Evolving Skies throughout the week. One day with my brother, and then a couple packs for me just to personally open and for the pod. And I'm currently 0-11 of opening packs. Nice. Yeah, it's great.
Today's the day.
we'll see. They've all been green codes, and I'm at the point where I was like, ugh. And I know the pull rates haven't been bad for this set. Like, you see, you read it, everyone's just like, it's not bad. We had Pokedad Scott bought a box last week, and he had 10 hits. Flipping nice. 10 yep. hits in a box. It's flipping crazy. And then we had someone in our Discord who had 11 hits, so he had a one-up Pokedad Scott. So I'm like, okay, all right. But then again, I've seen a box that got, like, 5 hits. And you're like, oh, all right, well, maybe these other boxes are taking them away. But a second wave of the Bidoof delivery cards was given out this past week. And, you know, people are excited. Some people are pissed because they're like, why did I get a code? I am not one of those people, but it's a fun card. You know, it gets Charizard on there. So it's like another, like, oh, my God, I'm going to scalp this. It's not a Charizard card. It's Bidoof, which is.
But it has Charizard on it. So,
yeah. Mm. So that was. That was a lot of fun. Also, COVID-related stuff. All Pokemon Center stores in Japan have been closed until further notice, with the awesome Delta variant taking its course now in Japan. And, yeah, so that's kind of crazy. They got a lot of stuff going on. We know the anniversary set drops for them this month. A lot of the anniversary stuff drops for us next month. And they also announced their new holiday set called VMAX Climax. Ooh, and we're getting more shiny Pokemon. You know, woo. So that's
just,
what, three?
Just when you thought you couldn't afford Pokemon already. Here we go.
I'll be a Vileplume, damn it.
Nope.
There needs to be.
Fucking Pokemon needs to fix it.
I think we're going to go through all Sword and Shield without a Vileplume. I think that's what's going to happen.
That's because Pokemon hates me. Just me specifically.
Well, if you jumped on Sun and Moon, you would have been fine. They had Vileplume, I felt like, every other set. So
it's time to step up their game and keep it going.
Right.
But going back, they did show the shiny Rayquaza, and I could get on board with these shiny cards because it's the original background. They're not putting the silver background with a shiny Pokemon. It's the same, and Rayquaza's black, and it's 10 out of 10. That's dope. I wish I did that with all of them. I would appreciate the shiny cards more than the stupid silver background. No idea when we will get it. Like, when the last year's set came out, and I'm blanking on a name. What was their shiny Fate set called? Shiny Star V. I'm so dumb. Yeah, see, I know it. I'm dumb. I'll just set it out. Where that came out back in December, and then they released it for us right before spring, where they don't think that's going to happen this time because we'll be celebrating Legend of Arceus, and we're going to get cards, a set that's related to that instead of, like, shiny Pokemon. So maybe they'll do a whole year skip like they did with the set with Hidden Fates, where they got their shiny Pokemon December of 2018, and then we didn't get Hidden Fates until the fall of 2019. So, I don't know. Just, you know, keep up, follow PokeBeach, PokeGuardian, or listen to PokeDads. Once we know, you know, or Twitter, all that fun stuff. But you gotta love shiny Pokemon.
Yeah,
oh my
absolutely.
God. They're gonna have all the Sorry, I'm so sorry, Drew. It just dawned on me now, and then all the shiny EV cards too. Like, you're like, this is dumb. You're just like, yep, just take it all, flip it.
Yeah. Direct deposit to Pokemon Center. Now we got Fusion Strike between Point A and Point B, so we've definitely got a lot of Pokemon between now and then. But they did mention in that set the reprint of Ultra Ball, which I'm very excited for.
Which I was about to say that too. If you're not familiar, Ultra Ball is a badass Pokemon Retriever card. It's literally discard two cards from your hand and then search for whatever Pokemon in your deck. It's great. It's insane. They're, you know, it's not like Quick Ball where it's only for basic Pokemon to discard a card from your hand. The return of Ultra Ball. And then the prices for the Gold Secret Rare have gone up the wazoo since the release.
Oh, no doubt.
And then all the booster packs to sell it on PTCGO has gone up the wazoo because of the announcement of Ultra Ball coming back to the format. So, nice. That's great. Definitely be like, all right, do I get rid of Quick Balls? And you're like, well, it depends. Do I want to keep discarding two cards? No, you don't do that. But it's good to have, it would be good to have like a two of, for sure.
I think it's great. I think if you've ever been a couple cards shy of crobatting to get a full hand of cards, Ultra Ball is going to save you. Discard two, and now you could fill your hand up even more with Crobat. It's a pro play for sure. I love it.
Yep. So, yeah, no, it's super, super exciting. But leaning back onto what Drew said about Fusion Strike, there's actually a new grass Pokemon that was announced for the set.
Is
that we're going to talk about it because it's grass. Aaron gets upset when we don't talk about popular grass Pokemon. I don't know.
That's right.
Is she a popular Pokemon now? You think she is?
As mildly as I can put it, there is a specific corner of the Pokemon fandom that really likes this Pokemon. We won't call them out by any means, but there is a huge...
It exists.
There is a fandom that follows Serena very heavily.
You should not Google it.
Yeah.
No. Do not Google this. The name of this Pokemon. Go to Pokebeach and type it in.
Yep.
And Aaron, how do you pronounce this Pokemon's name?
It's Serena.
Yeah, T is silent.
The T is silent, yes. I remember telling you that last time.
What's it do, so, buddy?
It's a 200 HP... grass Pokemon, which is really kind of lowish, I feel like, for a V. It has an attack called Queen's Order. It's one grass, one colorless, does 20 plus damage. And the additional effect is you can discard any number of your benched Pokemon. This attack does 40 more damage for each benched Pokemon you discarded in this way. It's weak to fire, blah, 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 blah. Two or two times.
Blah, blah, blah. Nice.
He goes with it. So the attack is super interesting. That's a new card effect that I don't think we've seen since the Spare Ray Mega Gardevoir from Team Siege. So shout out to Team Siege. It's a good old fun time. But honestly, I'll be damned to say that it's not powerful one that gets the job done. You're going to be essentially maxing out damage at 180, which is very good for two prize Pokemon. But there is really a way to take this damage to the next level. Simply put, pile four Galarian Zigzagoons onto your bench to get the extra 40 damage onto the stack, throw them into the discard pile by using Serena's attack, then recover them with Rescue Trolley to put them back into your hand and put them back into the deck with Ordinary Rod, pull them back out with a Level Ball while we don't have the card like Propagate, execute back in Standard. There's still tons of way to make this deck work, and I'm pretty excited to see where it goes from there. So...
No, very interesting. Very well put. I also think it could be utilized to get things like your Crobats out of a position where they become two prize liabilities. So I think there's definitely something there with Serena, and I would definitely abuse that. Hey, I used my Crobat. Hey, I discarded it, and it's not my problem anymore.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing. Like, it's a good way to get rid of those one special. I mean, ADP won't be a concern much longer, but. And won't be concerned when this card comes out. But same idea is that you could get rid of those easy kills with this card, which is interesting. So
no, absolutely. But I love that Zigzagoon.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, I was so my rookie head went like where you went, but not even that far. I was even thinking about the Crobat thing again, getting rid of liability, which is. A more smarter approach than what I was thinking. I was like, oh, this is great when my bench is full and then I just get rid of Pokemon. And I was like, no.
Yeah, I don't need you.
So I sat down and then I was like, okay, there's got to be a better way to play this and I want to try to sound smart. That's why you hear, like, I wrote this stuff down and I just read it. And that's where I got it. And I was like, I like it. And then Drew's just like, or you can just do it this way. And I'm like, oh, it's a lot easier and more effective. But it's fun. It's fun. I like it. Fuck this
quarterback. But if you discard too many Pokemon and they come back and hit you for 200 or 250 if you're using Cape, then you have nothing. You lose the game. So there's a balance. There's a fairness to it. Yeah.
Always get rid of every single one. Just go for glory.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be that silly guy who said, oh, well, in Expanded, it's good. But yeah, in Expanded, having the Propagate, Execute, and the Distortion Door, get Giratina, all of those things make this card extremely broken, especially with something like Skyfield at your disposal. So there's my Expanded note for the day. Ding, and we can move on.
it's just funny. Okay, I'll dip my toes in Expanded eventually, but it's like every card, like, oh, it's broken and Expanded. It's like everything. Oh my god, I can't.
Everything's broken. Nothing's broken.
So, oh my god, Expanded is gonna be so good.
Yeah, it is a mosh pit of decks in Expanded, and my mind immediately defaults to how broken can I make this card, and then how can I apply it in Standard. So there's my box of thinking.
I appreciate that. That's a little bit more reasonable. That's definitely a little bit more reasonable. Outside of that, I think I covered everything. So Japan trademarked Time Gazer and Space Juggler.
Deoxys and Clefairy.
Time Gazer.
So, these upcoming Diamond and Pearl theme sets featuring Dialga and Palkia trademarks are typically discovered 5 to 6 months before they're used. So, when you'll see these around March. As we already knew, the TCG is going to move away from Galar region into Nisshino and Hisui in 2022, which is kind of, you know, I understand, but I feel like they're taking away, well, we usually get like 4 good years before a new region shows up in a new video game.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's not, you know, it's only temporary, because I really like the Galar region, so...
Yeah, I do too. I really thought we'd get 2 more expansions before they kind of moved on to the next one, but I agree.
Yeah, let's see. But it kind of makes sense with like the drop, because now we're in the Styles format, which is like 4 sets. You have Battle Styles, Chilling Rain, Evolving Skies, and Fusion Strike. And then after that, we'll move into the next chapter. So,
it just seems so quick.
It doesn't.
I mean, it is kind of quick, but it feels so quick.
Yeah, but 4 sets is 1 year, you know. So like they move things, and we got V Union dropping this month, and Celebrations dropping next month. And what's cool for like anyone that's listening today, make sure you check your Targets and Walmarts. It took me a second to notice, but if you were buying Evolving Skies and you're like, why haven't I pulled not Eevee, my goodness. If you haven't pulled Jolteon, Vaporeon, or Flareon, their normal cards are not in the set. They're in the tins that dropped today. So that just leads to their alternate arts, where I have no idea when we're going to get those. So my guessing Celebration, maybe? I don't know.
Potentially. I think they could also save them for special packs the same way they did with Venusaur and Blastoise VMAX, where you had to go buy that blister that incorporated more packs and had like the jumbo cards and stuff like that. I think they'll probably do that just because the trio of alternate arts could be a big money grab, and it could be a fun promo just for having sealed and collected, you know?
Yeah, maybe like a special tins like they did with the tag teams would be kind of cool. He's proud of this. Yeah, for sure. but yeah, outside of that, I think that's all the news I really want. There was actually a lot this week, but I wanted to be like, do we keep talking about that? Pokemon Center, blah, blah, blah.
This is the important news that you just need to know. The rest of it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right. One last thing before we take a quick break. The V Memory Box has been announced that it's going to be a GameStop exclusive, and which sucks because we're days late, but you were able to pre-order that item earlier this week, which now you can't. Sorry, but
love you.
Got mine.
this mofo. And yeah, which is, it's nice, you know, GameStop. It sucks because the hype of Evolving Skies, I wasn't able to hit GameStop at all over the weekend to grab at least $15 worth so I can get the Darulodon promo. You know, it's nothing great, but I wanted it since I had the other two. So hopefully, maybe tomorrow or whatever. I don't know how shipment works with GameStop because they get their stuff directly from Pokemon, where Target and Walmart are from distributors. So frustrating. Frustrating times. All right, well, when we come back, we're going to talk about Chill Tournament that just happened on Wednesday. That's from Team Up through Evolving Skies. And we'll discuss how it's kind of the prep work for the POG tournament that's happening this weekend. Drew, are you participating?
I'm bouncing back and forth on it. I know before Evolving Skies dropped, I traded a lot of my rotating out staples to get packs and collateral to trade for more things in Evolving Skies. So we'll see what I can slap together. I've been thoroughly enjoying Leafeon, and if I'm at least going to get chewed in the tournament just by better players, I might as well have fun getting chewed. So I might play that, or I might just be that guy who plays Duraludon and pushes at least the special energy decks down.
You know, I like that. I like that a lot. I was torn between back and forth, but it was kind of like a stressful weekend coming up. My daughter is being evaluated for autism on Friday, so she's going to get that done, and then I'm going to pick her up and have her for the weekend. So whatever news we get or whatever situation, I just want to be full-blown dad mode for her because she's not going to understand what's going on, and we're going to take it from there. So.
Oh, yeah. Poke dads.
Yeah, but I am going to keep my eye on it and keep an eye on Twitter, see who wins and stuff like that, because it's definitely a fun format and I'm really excited to talk about it. So we'll be right back.
Living here. the kid from Politan, I wanted to say, welcome to Pokedit intern Drew to the show. You just listened to Long Way Down by Hass today. Now back to the Pokedads with their intern.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. How was your guys' break?
Amazing. Amazing. My life has changed.
It's crazy you guys are on sync with that. I'm super happy for you. This is why we chose Drew to hang out with us. He's like one of us already.
We practiced during the break. I'm sorry.
We did. It was like bubble. 5 minutes of trying.
We even held up the fingers and counted.
Yeah.
That's very cute. You guys are super cute together. I love it. Let's talk about the Chilean tournament past Wednesday. It's the tournament before the POG that had the format team up to Involving Skies. And let's point out some decks that we saw that were interesting and then maybe what you should play when it comes to this weekend. I know by the time you hear this, I think it's too late to register, right? Or I guess it really depends on what time you listen to this tomorrow or today. Drew, do you know what the cutoff was? I literally saw the tweet about it. Anyways.
Yeah, I do. I know all this information. I just have to process it very slowly before I give it to you guys. not scrolling through what needs to happen. I think it is the closed as of the time that we hear this episode.
Okay. So, anyways, so you already might have chosen deck, so we're here to prep you for some decks that you're going to see. There we go.
Boom.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So, we'll talk about, you guys want to do the top 16 or the top 8? What are you feeling?
Clearly, we need to do the top 24.
Yes.
We have to do the top 24?
We have to. We have no choice but to do the top.
All right, we're not going to go in order, but it is worth mentioning the decks 28 through the number one. But we'll let Aaron start off with 24.
Obviously 24, which is the Leafeon Inteleon deck. So that is definitely. I mean, to be fair, that's the highest it got in it, but it's sexy to start seeing at least it getting played, so you can see some grass in there a bit more. That's not just like a boombox, which is really just a Mew trying to be grass.
Yeah.
Now we have actual grass.
Be honest, why did you choose this over 24? Because what's number 25? What's number 25, buddy?
Yeah, what's number 25?
Yeah, because it's better, that's why. It's better than Pikarom.
But hey, at least Pikarom decided to show up. So
I saw grass. I was like, that's our cutoff right there. I didn't even look below because it didn't even matter.
Absolutely. And then now it's my turn. So in whopping 26th place, we've got Duraludon VMAX.
Yeah.
And an honorable mention to 28th place, which is Rayquaza Flaffy. Props to you. Very brave of you to take this that early into the evolving meta that we have currently. Yeah. But I'd like to point out, in the top 32, there is no deck that plays specifically special energy above Duraludon. This is exactly what I said was going to happen. It's going to be annoying. It's not going to win anything, but it is going to push you down because you play special energy.
That's too funny.
Except for Pikarom is above you. We play special energies.
If you're careful, you can avoid playing special energies.
I am touche. I like it.
All right, now that we're done with honorable mentions,
I want to point out one thing though about the Rayquaza deck. Yeah. It's kind of the situation when we go back to Chilling Rain with Shadow Rider. We all know how good Shadow Rider was, but the first Chill tournament when Shadow Rider was released, Pikarom won that tournament. So when it comes to it, it's just they're still learning, we're still figuring out this deck, and with Rayquaza being as far down, you know, where it's at, it's gonna be just fine. The same thing with Eternatus when it happens. So don't be like, oh man, I spent all this money because I want to build this Rayquaza deck and it's not good. No, it's good. It's just we're still figuring out how to play it properly and what cards are essential. And, you know, players will get there probably after the POG tournament, though. I'll be surprised to see Rayquaza make it past the top 16. I'll say 16. That sounds pretty good.
Yep. That's very nice of you. I hope everyone feels that regret of buying all this Rayquaza and having it malfunction. But I digress.
In all fairness, too, when it was released in Japan, was it Japan's Nationals or whatever was happening last month? It won the children's division, which that's not what it's called. My God.
Juniors.
Jeez. It won the juniors division, but did not scratch, I believe, the top eight for Masters. But as we get within 4 weeks later now, it's up there. It's a good deck. It's not like, oh man, this deck is not Reshiram and Zekrom all over again, where you think it's going to be a good card and then it's not. That's always a rough feeling.
Yep. Just waiting for all those GXs to go away.
That might help too. But it sucks against Urshifu. So it has that going on with all those fun flappies on the bench.
There are those players right now who are playing Ninetales V in their Rayquaza decks and using G-Max Rapid Flow against Urshifu. And let me tell you something. It is exhilarating if you could pull it off.
I know. What's great now having you on the pod, Drew, is that you already said something I'm about to say, and then I'm like, yes, someone understands it. This is great. But yeah, the whole...
I feel personally attacked.
No, you're fine.
Drew, it was great having you.
That's not what I meant. It means that I don't have to continue talking and then just Aaron be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Nice.
Neat.
Everybody loves my one-liners, Vileplume. Just gotta say the keywords.
Right. We'll get that Vileplume card, Aaron. I will.
Yeah.
I will knock on Pokemon's door and say, hey, you got my friend Vileplume.
Oh, that's so good. You guys are so good. I like it. So, should we talk about the Suicune deck? Or should we talk about the Suicune?
Suicune? Do you want to talk about Suicune. The first place deck? Suicune. Or do you want to talk about number eight?
let's go talk to the first place deck. Is anyone surprised about it?
No. And
super surprised. Yeah,
good old Shadow Rider Calyrex.
The record of 14-3-1, which is 43 points.
Crazy. It's a very consistent list. It relies on two Gengar Mimikyu. You got the 1-1 line of Alcremie VMAX. So it's primed for that high damage output. And I think this particular list spines very heavily on having that Horror House.
Very
consistent.
That extra turn is just so... That's so good. We'll get into it next week, too, when we talk about how this deck will change from post-rotation. And it might actually lose a step. It's still going to be a great...
Because of the loss of Horror House.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Hands down. But that's for a different discussion. But for the POG, if you want to win games, I probably would run Shadow Rider, for sure. What do you think, Drew?
It's an easy favorite to pick. I think just from the sheer numbers of people that are going to show up with Shadow Rider, because it's... ability to have so many outs now with that Galarian Articuno dealing bench damage, so many people seeing Urshifu perform well. It's if you can get the cards, if you can afford the packs to get you these cards, it's not promised you're going to do great, but just by the sheer numbers of people playing Shadow Rider, it's going to come down to who plays the most Alcremies and who plays the most consistent list. But yeah, Shadow Rider is an easy favorite for POG.
Yeah, it's like ADP all over again. If you want to win games, you play this deck, for sure.
But the question is, do you counter the counters?
Now, do you mean like the joke? Like, I play the counter of the counter? So they're like...
Of course.
Yeah. That is
the... Because so many people are expecting it, that they all play a bunch of counters, so you counter that counter, and that's how you win. That's what happened... the last tournament we kind of talked about with the Spiritomb deck.
Going back to the Players' Cup 4 champion. So Alex's deck was a counter of a counter of a counter, going against an opponent that was like, well, I'm just playing the counter. So, but again, Urshifu is just a great deck, and also a no-brainer also playing. But what was the top, though? It wasn't... It's...
No, so here's the issue. The Duraludon pushed all of these single strike and Urshifu decks down.
Rapid strikes, yeah.
Because they rely so heavily on that energy. And it's... You're just looking at everything above it, and all these decks can use basic energy and still function appropriately to get the job done. Where Urshifu, you have one in 31st, and that's it.
Yeah.
And...
you're right, right there. Where Duraludon is way up. Yep, yep. Dang. 31, 34,
36.
Yeah. Ah, that makes...
They're all down below.
Yeah, nope, you're right. That's great. And, so did we say it? Don't play Urshifu for the Pog?
It's not the appropriate meta call because Mew Bench Barrier still exists in this format. I think post-rotation, Urshifu is an early favorite to just disrupt everyone's board state where people are going to be heavily relying on their Flaffies, their Shady Dealings, maybe even their Galarian Articunos if you could put Shadow Rider back a step. I think the consistency of Urshifu and its damage output and ability to spread is going to make it really hard for rogue decks to rise up in the meta, which would become your counters to Shadow Rider. So I think Urshifu post rotation would be a great call for those types of events, like a Sword and Shield through Evolving Skies. I think for Pog, you're going to see a lot of players come out of the wet work that weren't playing Limitless, and you can't really have that metagame call. And they're going to come in with either something wild or something crazy consistent. Like, you might see Lightning Mew everywhere because this is the deck that they've been just playing and streamlining this whole time. And steal games from you because they're just versed in the deck and haven't really been around for people to create a counter for the way they play their deck.
That was so good. That was so good. Going back into some Mew Lightning. So there's a couple of fun ways we could play this. You could play the fun Jolteon deck right now. You could play just good boy Bolton V with Flaffy, which Drew has been playing this week because he has a sick combo. Let's hear. You know what? I want to talk about this right now, and then we'll talk about the Glaceon deck. Because let's.
Okay, so I'm not going to talk about it local meta status because I didn't get to play against anything super meta. But there's Tapu Koko that came out in Battle Styles that does 30 damage and 40 for every energy on your opponent's Pokemon. Mm-hmm. This absolutely wallops Shadow Rider Calyrex, and because they're just. Stack energy, and go. This Bolton Flaffy with a sprinkle of Tapu Koko V is only giving up at max two prizes. There's an Axew that came out in Cosmic Eclipse that has the Unnerve ability that allows you to leave it on the bench as a sitter, and it can't be bossed up. So if you're just continuously stacking energy on Axew, your Bolton's doing more damage per attack. And it slows the game way down because if they're focusing on trying to either get all that energy off the bench, slow your motor down with the, quite literally slow your Dyna motor down with getting rid of your Flaffies, you're just swinging consistent numbers with Bolton. So it's a really fun deck. The spicy Tapu Koko is very, very fun. And Stormy Mountains has it set up perfectly almost every turn.
You just suck so you lose a little Dragon Boy. That's so good. Yeah, it's so good. Just be like, hey, I have this dragon. I'm just going to put energy on him. What are you going to do about it? You can't do anything about it. unless you hit an Umbreon, and then you're pissed. You're like, you suck, maybe.
Yeah, I know. Can be Umbreon, and it could be bench sniped if you don't have Mew down. So
you're like, yeah, this is not good. It's not happening. But it's still fun. No. Because, like, if in that situation, if they're not able to counter, you're only losing, what, two energies when you lose a Bolton instead of, like, whatever is being bossed up and stuff. So that's
you know
fun.
What can find you two energies? Rhyhorn.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. All right, well, let's talk about the surprise deck, this Glaceon V that made it into the top eight that Drew made a fun joke about, literally just getting rid of Ice Rider and then putting Glaceon instead. Is it a more consistent deck?
It just, it's another one of those Duraludon type pieces, you know? Having that safeguard against VMAXs is busted. And with Chaotic Swell still in play, you're not super concerned about Path to the Peak. So, I like it. I think it's fun and spicy. And props to Evan Campbell, who is also registered for the POG tournament, might I add, for taking this to top 8 in the chill on the first chill since, you know, Standard Legal release. So, good job.
Yep. And I think just for a reminder for anybody listening, Glaceon's ability is the Crystal Veil, which prevents all damage done to this Pokemon by attacks from your opponent's VMAX, except any Glaceon VMAX.
Which, how cool would it be? It would be like the finals, and it's just Glaceon versus Glaceon, and you're like, oh, this doesn't work. This is a normal battle. It's like trying to see the White Sox versus the Cubs in a World Series. It's like never going to happen. And you're like, come on, do something.
That's funny.
Anything else before we talk a little more about the POG and this chill tournament?
If you're going, go ahead.
I would say, we've seen what's being played right now, based off, you know, this top 10 or so from this tournament. But what decks do you guys expect to see outside of here that might show up? I think is a good question. Or some variations of.
So we're talking in terms of decks that are going to show up in POG, or things that are going to show up post-rotation because of
POG,
this?
Oh, okay. In this case. Yeah, specifically for this upcoming tournament. What might be a thought of, what might be that one that sneaks in? What change do you think you might see in some of these decks? Just kind of a thought process question.
I think you see a lot more Urshifus teching in more basic energy. I think that as far as sneaky decks go, I would not count out a variant of Boombox that incorporates some more of that Leafeon spiciness with that ability to get that extra energy in turn, or in play that turn. It has less bad matchups because just looking at the top 32, there's 7 water decks and, what was it, 4 of them being Suicune, 3 of them being Ice Rider.
Yeah.
You're not going to see fire for miles in this instance. So
there's only the one Melmetal deck, which is, you know, the resistant to grass.
Right, and as you said last week, we have that wonderful card that eliminates that resistance. So
yeah, it does.
Yeah, so maybe Aaron will be the spicy tech boy and bring out that pincer and boombox his way to PogChamp victory.
Hey, you get paid.
I think
you get paid too, buddy. There's money on the line. Here you go.
I'm in. Absolutely. I've definitely signed up already.
No, when I think a grass deck sneaks in and finds its way because it doesn't have bad matchups according to this metadata if you take away from chill.
For sure.
Right. We expecting to see anything involving Umbreon, because really looking through a lot of these deck lists, I'm not seeing a lot of Umbreon play at all.
Where was that Eternatus at?
I looked at the Eternatus here, this deck list.
Oh, the...
And I didn't...
Number 4 didn't run it? I thought that was a normal thing. No, it's running... No, it's running the Weavile, so the energy moving.
Correct.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, the 1 and 12 ran a 1-1 line of Umbreon, which is spicy. Being able to use a supporter and boss in the same turn in a deck where you're benefiting from having these bench-sitting Pokemon is fantastic, so... I think you'll maybe see more play in that. Maybe not in Eternatus. Maybe in something single strikey or Mew Box variant, if you will. But if you want to attack with Umbreon, you got to run Aurora Energy if you're not playing a dark deck. So here we are.
Sure.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Umbreon VMAX Welder Mew 3. What do you think about that?
Love it. 8 million contingencies, bro.
So what you're running a dart box with Mew that just firebox. Welders. It's a fire. That's yeah. What, yeah, with the firebox.
Yeah, just you basically only need to run 2 bosses orders, 4 welders, and then like 3 to Dennis for your draw surge. And you fly through your resources. Everything in your discard pile can be used by Mew. Mew's your counter to Urshifu. Umbreon can be attacked with if you're. It can be your attacking Pokemon into Shadow Rider if you're running the Aurora Energy, which you should be in this deck in order to use things like Vileplume GX and things like Greninja GX, which I really like because it swings through everything. I think it's just spicy enough to have enough contingencies to win things. The issue is if you start with your Reshiram Charizard and you have to play down the fire energies, you're going to get eaten alive by these Ice Riders and these Suicune decks.
Suicune. Yeah, no, that's tough. That's tough. But that's definitely a fun idea. Now, did you see that? Did you come up with it? What were you doing?
It was that was the second place deck in the Japan World Championships.
Second place deck. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fun. Umbreon's such a fun tech, though. I'm sure
it really is.
We'll see that.
You've ever been like, I can weld or I can boss. Now you can weld and you can boss. So it is there is some spice there with Umbreon. I love it.
it's a good time. So that's the chill tournament. Winner won a gold quick ball, which doesn't seem as cool as it was a couple months ago, and we all got one free quick ball from the Invitationals a couple weeks ago, so that was fun. So this POG tournament, it's really cool that they're doing this again. The reason why it started up last year is the pandemic happening and Worlds was canceled for the first time. Prior to 2019, Worlds was the close of that current format. So you would get there, you would play, and then after Worlds ended, the format changed. Well, in 2019, they're like, nah, we're changing it up. Format starts, and then we're going to have the champion, which has its good perks and its bad perks. One thing for me, I kind of think it sucks if there was someone that's playing a certain deck all year and it's what they were comfortable with, and then when the tournament started, the Worlds would start and they're like, well, I can't play this deck anymore because it rotated. It could be super frustrated. Yeah. But, you know, the other side of the coin is now you have everyone starting over at the same time and you're trying to figure out what the meta is without like a chill tournament beforehand and all this other stuff. It's just like, this happened, bring your cards, bring your A game, and let's see what happens. So, you know, catch 22, right? It's fun. Yeah. It's fun. But POG was like, F that, let's let's have all these cards out right before rotation. And last year it was a huge hit. I had a lot of fun playing, which I would did better, but Finn was like not even a month old when I got in there. And
excuses.
Yeah, Pokedad life. But so stuff that we talked about from the chill tournament, we're just going to say things again and what decks you expect to see. And, you know, we did say Shadow Rider. You're definitely going to see Shadow Rider. It's like the easy play. If people want to win games, play Shadow Rider. Now, my question to you guys, though, with Glaceon, people seeing how well Glaceon did getting in the 8th spot, you think we'll see less Ice Riders and then we'll see more tech for Glaceon instead? What do you think? They're shocked, everybody.
I feel like, especially with how the high end is going, because I would say yes, we're probably going to see more Glaceon VMAXs over Ice Rider, just due to the fact that with especially how popular Shadow Rider is right now, having that ability to effectively negate them with the Glaceon, I think adds a bit more than the Ice Rider does in the current meta. So I would say yes. I could see that.
Drew boy, what do you got?
I tend to agree. I think in terms of how effective that wall was and people seeing the chill results and applying that to the way that they're going to approach POG, they may see Glaceon as more of a threat. We also just recently got content from multiple YouTube creators explaining how viable and playable Glaceon actually is in this current format. So it's cheaper than Ice Rider to build. It's it's more common to pull that versus trying to get your hands on actual Chilling Rain and pulling packs, trying to buy them online and so on and so forth. So I think that there's a lot of outside contributing attributes other than performance that would make people play Glaceon over Ice Rider. But it also depends on the style of play, too, because Ice Rider is going to deal early, fast damage. And although Glaceon does have the Ascension attack, there is still a world where they miss that energy attachment first turn, and your opponent's turn 2 can come back and hit for 250 for 2 energy attachments. So there's merit to both cards, but I think with the overall playtesting, if you're still using Ice Rider, don't make the jump over to Glaceon VMAX, assuming that it's going to earn you more wins, because it does not play the same.
For sure. I like that. I kind of like the small little text that the Eevee lines have, like all these special item cards and stuff like that, so I always feel like that could be beneficial, because what are the odds right now people are in their heads and are like, I'm going to play Tool Scrapper. You think people, is that people playing that right now? We're going to play Tool Scrapper, or we're like at that point where we're like, oh, we're forgetting about it, just like we don't see Crushing Hammer right now. Like, we barely see Crushing Hammer in the format.
There's something fun I want to say about that later.
Okay.
But I actually just had a really good conversation with one of the Discord members, Snorlaxian, about how double Tool Scrapper.
Maya Bloom.
Yeah, he does. He also really likes Leafeon. And he and I were talking, and I run the Tool Jammer and one Scrapper inside of Leafeon, and he says, I think that running two Tool Scrapper is super duper necessary to eliminate these air balloons and get rid of all these things that may make your opponent successful in getting rid of your stadiums, or not negating your stadiums, but negating this retreat cost issue. And I've teched into two Tool Scrappers, and I've never looked back since. So I think that that is an appropriate meta call. So, and thank you, Snorlaxian, for the tip.
Yeah, Joe, he called me out on Instagram before he even listened to the episode, because he posts his deck, or he like a video of doing well, and I liked it, and he messaged me. He's like, "Don't you dare like that! I heard what you said about Leafeon VMAX," and I was like, "Yo, did you listen to our review yet?" He's like, "Nah." I was like, "Come back at me when you listen to the review."
Come on back.
But all props, Joe. We know we love you. We're so happy that you're back in the community. So we missed you for sure. All right. Dark box. Full blown traditional dark box? Or do you like the Mew 3 dark box? What are you thinking?
So I think Mew 3 dark box is the way to go. You get double contingencies because you can swing for all your dark attacks with Mew 3, so you've got the Urshifu coverage, and you've also got all the dark attackers that you can equally put just as easily put on the field and go ham against your Shadow Rider. It's a double contingency deck, and I really like the way that it's been performing. It's top 8ing very consistently in all these standard events, so Dark Box is a very viable choice.
Yeah. And so you probably will see that. I'm trying to think.
Big brain plays, though. Big brain plays.
Yeah. How ironic we see ADP with the birds take the whole thing. And then ADP finally wins something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the Zacian, the deck, how great that deck was, finally becomes the bride at the Pog tournament. I won't lie, I would love to see that. Just be like, okay, ADP, you go out with a bang. We hate you. Have a good one. I'm pretty sure you're gonna see. Do you think you'll see both versions, or do you think you just keep your eye out for the birds only?
What do you think, Aaron?
I think we'll see just the birds. I feel like the ADP has really shifted in that direction in the first place. I don't agree with you in terms of I want to see you win and go out in a blaze of glory. Fuck that shit. Fuck metal. Pucket at Scott, you suck in your metal decks. He can't even defend himself right now, and he's probably not going to know I said this until Rick tells him. but no, I definitely think we're going to see the bird version. I don't really think Zacian is really being played nearly as much anymore, so I wouldn't expect to see it. Or if it was used, I don't expect it to do well compared to the birds.
For real take real quick, Polka Dad Scott listens to us in the shower, so we're okay.
I love you.
Wait, no.
Fuck metal.
He's washing himself. Be nice. Yeah.
With, like, no fire in format right now, when do you think going back to fun ADP, if whatever you want to call it fun, could be a good meta call? Or are you still worried about... oh, God. And then metal weakness? That would screw over...
Ice Rider. And Glacier.
Because they're both ice. I don't know. I feel like that could be a fun meta call. Like, it'd be like... You know, Mawile is back doing all its fun things. You're like, I don't want this going down.
But the big thing is that the Shadow Rider is the heavy hitter. The Glaceons, even the Ice Riders aren't as strong. So you're countering you're not even countering the top tier most gonna be most played deck. You're playing like the minimal use decks.
Well, in that case, I feel like it's every deck but Shadow Rider. Hence why it had to change, right? Because you can't boss anything for a KO, one hit KO, in ADP. So, I don't know.
I mean, but it's such. I mean, for Shadow Rider, it's such an easy kill in those Zacians too. Because I mean, you're able to get that energy out quick enough just to wipe them out without really any fear. So.
In a similar format where Horror House exists, if you're getting that single attachment on ADP to potentially get that Altered Creations to potentially do something next turn, it's going to be incredibly difficult if they Horror House you before you get that second attachment to even pop your GX. Yeah. And even if you pop your GX on your first turn going second, and they full-fledged Horror House you, there are so many trainers inside of ADP to make it function the way that it does. There's a really good chance you get pretty close to 280 out of that turn, and I think ADP might not be the appropriate meta call if you're not running the Galarian Moltres to at least counter Shadow Rider a little bit.
But I feel like then you're still in the same boat with ADP in general. Right, no matter what version.
Don't play ADP at that point because you swing for Oko as is.
Well, no, I know that's what I mean though. Like, if we're pinning down, like if trying to get Alter Creation off, it doesn't matter if it's the with Zacian or with the birds, it's the same situation.
You still have a better chance with the birds than you do technically.
Well, because you're hitting for weakness, because then you can try to knock it out because you're trying to get rid of the cake and then at least one rider and then call it a day.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
But.
Yep, but it would be spicy. If it went out in a blaze of glory, I would be really upset. quick call back to that Time Gazer and Space something else that the set's coming out with. We're also getting a Arceus promo with Legends Arceus, so that's kind of just a big FU from the Pokecom company. It's like, just when you thought you lost ADP, here is A, D, P back for you. Yeah. Hopefully they don't synergize in any way, shape, or form.
You're like, aww, here's some energy acceleration. Thank you!
If all three of these Pokemon are in play, you take one extra prize.
whoever created that card, and he sees like all the hate it gets, and then also all the love, do you think he's like in the office and he's just like, come on, I created the most hated, most loved card of all time, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd be proud.
I know you would, DB. Yeah. So with the additional Flaffy Do we see Pikaram one last time, or you don't think Pikaram will rock out?
I think you're going to see a lot of Pikaram players. I think just from the sheer amount of players that are taking this more or less for the one last shebang or hurrah, you'll see a lot of Pikaram players, and the deck's consistent through and through. That's the caveat with Pikaram is like, yeah, there's so many counters to it, but it sets up so fast, and it is just really good. It was a great meta call overall just for Pokemon, and it was relatively healthy too, because there were definitely existing counters to it. Mew from Unbroken Bonds existed the whole time. No one just chose to play it when it was at its peak. And now there are things that can assist with Pikaram. So I think you'll see a lot of players just from those wanting to play it, those who have consistently played it and have a refined deck list that sets up every time. And you're going to see a lot less Urshifu in this tournament, I think. So Pikaram could find its way up there.
Shebang! With Flaffy. Add Flaffy to it. Have a good time.
Yeah, just a 1-1 line would be dope.
All right, Leafeon. Oh, what we got? Talked about that. We're gonna see Shadows. Might see Riders. Glaceons.
We're gonna see that one Anchormon.
Yeah,
one person's gonna play it.
Absolutely,
100%.
It's someone's favorite Pokemon. I bet you.
Yeah,
I can. I know one person. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think Devin calls it his favorite Pokemon.
It is now officially.
Oh, okay. That's funny. Okay. Some fun low class decks, real quick. Mad Party. No. All right.
Absolutely.
Spiritomb.
Yes. You're going to see Spiritomb for sure.
Nice. We saw Baby Bacephalon in the Chilling Rain. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Will we continue?
Oh, dude. I think that Cotton Lift Eldegoss breaks Bacephalon, man. Being able to, at free will, pull two energy out of your deck and swing for the fences, dude. I think it's a great meta call. Everything single prize. You can still put the... what's the word I'm looking for? The Cramorants in there for your bench damage, although Mew bench barrier still exists. But yeah, I think that's an excellent meta call. It does have some bad matchups because you can basically not evolve any of your VMAXs with your Ice Riders or Glaceons, and just you can even swing with Inteleon and win that deck. But it's a solid meta call if you're there to have fun. And if you're there to piss off your opponents.
I like it. We're there to piss people off, right? That's the point. What about Rapid Strike Malamar?
Solid. I think it could steal a lot of games. I think it's been proven, and we only got more Rapid Strike Single Strike cards in the Evolving Skies, so... It just throw them all in there. If everything's labeled Rapid Strike, just discard your hand at any given time.
This is a good time.
You'll be fine.
Am I missing anything, Drew? I know you said you wanted to talk about hammers or something like that. So before you want,
okay. So that this is just a friendly reminder to those who are hyping up Rayquaza. If you're running five, count it 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fire energy in your deck after rotation. And I'm running four hammers, and you could shut that deck down. And I think the more people consistently put less fire energy counts in their deck and they use the Flaffy engine to get it going, if I hammer away those energies, you're forced to use Rose, and you're forced to use energy recall, which is fine, but that means you have less space for consistency cards in Rayquaza. So be aware, if Rayquaza starts getting good, hammers are coming back. Sorry to ruin everyone's day.
I could see that. No, it makes perfect sense.
I love hammers. I hammered Zorodad pretty good with Pikaram. At one point, I rolled...
Who plays this?
I rolled three heads in a row, and he had to check my dice because the dice landed on 2-3 times in a row. He's like, wait a minute. I was like, yeah, man.
Wait a dice. Cheater. Cheater.
It was a good time.
But I said, I think before we move on from Pog, there's just a couple things that I've noticed that I want to toss out there for fun. Mm-hmm. So there's two pods. So they're two different times for the first round, if you will. And in pod number one, some notable names that I saw were Gabriel Smart, Josh Sutherland, who's like the Luke Metal player of the century, and Trainer Chip, who we all know from, you know,
broadcasting,
so on and so forth. Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, fantastic player, fantastic streamer. But pod number two, and this is just for my own
Drew, real quick.
You've got
demonstrate why there's two different time zones. So you know.
It's an international tournament. Everyone is either sleeping or awake at different times, so there needs to be different start times for different players to accommodate things like hours at work, hours to sleep, hours to be polka dads, and there's a need for that. So if you had everyone starting the same day, it would be like just a huge mosh pit. It would be mildly disorganized. And I think having two pods is solid because it splits it up and you can have different judges on at different times. So it's not just one team of judges running one shift and getting gassed. Because by the end of it, when one control player is calling someone out 16 times and this judge is like, you know what? I'm just dropping you. I'm tired. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. So the first one's Australian time. So if you're trying to the pod one, start time in the States, central time for us was 4 a.m. So that's fun times. Fun times.
I feel for them with my D&D players. I have at least two Australians, so they're up at like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and play till like 3 or 4 in the morning before they go to bed.
That's dedication. I like it.
Hell yeah, I love that.
All right, names for pod two, buddy.
Okay, so we got Raw Ready. We got Kevin Clemente, Jake Gearhart, Zach Lesage, who is a Players' Cup champion, Luke Morsa, who we all know is Celio's Network, Thomas Brophy, and Stefan Ivanov, who is an idol of mine, all playing in the same pod. And I want to give one honorable mention to Steven Maxlow from the Flow T-Cast, who said, if I get 50 likes on this Grimmsnarl deck, I'll play it in Pog. So here's to us holding you to your bargain because you got well over your likes. So that I think that second pod, just from those recognizable names, and I apologize if there aren't a lot of international players on that mentioned list. I'm just not super familiar with players not from the immediate states. But I think that pod is so competitive just with those headliners.
I know.
As is.
I meant to also double check and see if Isaiah was playing the winner of last year's Pog and where he was registered for. I forgot to check that.
Yeah. I didn't see him on there, but I checked last at noon today, Pacific time. So there was a window to definitely get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that pod too, if someone's going to stream that would be a lot of fun to watch because you're going to see a lot of good players go head to head, a lot of recognizable players.
I would have done pod one for sure. That's what I'm.
That's what I'm saying. I would have looked at pod two and said one, please.
I'll wake up.
I feel like the best part about that though is like I'm not familiar with a lot of people outside of the States. And then you're like, I'm going to go to pod one for that reason. I don't recognize anybody. And then all the fucking
blows
on the other side of the like, it's like shit.
They're like, oh, I heard this guy on the Polka Dads doesn't know me. He will now.
He messages, you know, instead of, you know, well played, it's like, you should have known better.
I know. I'll write that on my tombstone, too. I should have known better.
That's great. So, yeah, so good luck to everyone that's participating in the pod. I hope we give you some awareness of what to look for. I believe the Chilling Tournament, or I keep wanting to say Chilling Rain, the Chill Tournament, I'm sure helped out in that situation, but also could also take a 180 and be like what Aaron says, I am going to counter the counter of the counter to that counter so I can play this counter.
Boom.
Play grass.
Exactly. That's what it's always boiled down to, is just play a grass deck.
Grass is best. All right,
100%.
Before we open cards and get out of here, I want to shout out to Jessica Stiliformis? Stiliformis. I am so sorry if I butchered, but congratulations. You won the Marty box. So when you hear this, make sure you just text us back at 815-782-0202. Thank you for everyone that reached out. I felt cool. I felt popular with all the text messages we got. At one point, I just had the same copy and paste to every single person because I'm professional that way. So at least you felt like it was a professional respawn. And Devin called me out, and I gave him my robot response, and then he's like, "Dude, my texts were funny. Why did you laugh?" And he's like, "I knew you probably got too many texts." And I was like, "You reminded me." And then I had him wait, and I found the wishy-washy GX card that we pulled in our early episodes. Nice. So he's gonna get that card. I'm gonna send it to him and have a little bit of PokéDad history. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Very nice. Frame it. Put it in Snipes and Pulls, please.
Yeah. Come to C2E2 and we'll sign it.
Hey, there you go.
Next week, Tuesday night, PokéDads will be going live for our post-rotation live event. It's going to be the dads with special guest Frosted Caribou. Not Frosty. Love you, boo.
I was waiting for it. I was ready to correct you. I was on top of
special conditions of Adam and Ken. Almost called him Kevin. That's weird. That would have been... he's Kevin. definitely not... And Samantha Chalk, who is a super popular Instagram Pokey, you wouldn't call her PokeTuber, but she plays and collects, so it would be kind of cool to get like a more casual player and their thoughts about the meta. And so it's going to be a pretty big packed episode. I'm not sure. We might also get Jackal. It just really depends on how big I feel like this is going to be. Because... six people?
We need all full-on chaos.
Well, because without counting Drew before this happening, we had six. But Drew's usually busy on Tuesdays, so he's usually playing Pokemon. So
this is true. Mm. Yeah. But for a star-studded event, maybe the exception could be made.
If we're going live, he's like, I can also host it.
So if that's the case, then I probably, if Drew is able to make it, I probably will also ask Jackal to make it an even eight. So that will be Saturday night, probably around 8:30 Central. I say 8:30. We'll probably have the stream going. And then, a timer will hit like 30 minutes and then we'll show up. I don't know.
I was going a solid hour and a half. Just preparing to start with no timer.
Yeah.
And just the same song on fucking loop the entire time. And the song's only like 15 seconds.
That sounds terrible. Make sure you follow us on Twitch. It's just PokéDads. The one spot that it's not PokéDads TCG. I have no idea how we were able to get PokéDads on Twitch. Thank you. It's fun. It's cool. And we'll have some giveaways. I'll do some fun giveaways. And we would love to hear from you guys. So if we could do a Q&A and just ask us questions, what we think about the meta, what's going to happen, or you just want to ask cool PokéDad questions, that's fine too. Like, when your son is throwing a tantrum because he can't reach a bottle of water, this is what you do.
Which Pokemon card do you get?
An energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Grass energy.
Or a used code card.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, depends on how old.
Or as Drew, like, who's his favorite Jonas brother? We all know it's Nick, but he might surprise you.
Guy, what the hell, man?
I couldn't even name anybody from that band.
So that's good.
My wife would throw a fit.
I'm so tell her I apologize and that I have failed her.
I'm super excited. This will be a lot of fun. And then people are listening. Don't worry if you can't catch it. Of course, the pod will come out on Friday. You just won't see our beautiful faces, which are probably going to be small if there's eight of us on one screen. But it'll be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to this and. Start getting
full screen.
Make us full to get our live recording stuff, because eventually that's what we want to do for Pokedads too, is able to talk to you guys while we do this every week. And outside of other news, I've got nothing other than, like I said, good luck with the POG. Drew, you got anything? I'm almost like trying to kick us out, but we still got PAX open, so.
I know, we do. Well, before we open PAX, let's do, Aaron, if you had time to play POG and pick a deck to play, what are you bringing?
Oh, man. If I had time, I would probably still play a Rillaboom VMAX deck, realistically. I would just edit it enough to, you know, make it work as best as I could in the
back. Well, would you...
That's 100%
what, like, I the way we talked about it a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would exactly be fun.
That'd be the way I'd be
for sure.
With Path to the Peak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Rick.
Your little fun Bolton V deck. I think I would just rock out and try to go 500 and then just, you know, get bounced. It would be a good time. Yeah,
that at least leave fun. And I think I already said I'd probably bring Leafy on. Just for the sheer the sheer memes.
Yeah.
Okay, PAX.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I feel like even last year my goal was to, you know, get 500, and I think I went too positive. I think I went... once you lost four, I think you were knocked out last year. So I believe I went 6-4. So that was a fun time. Nice. So, or I play peek around, you know, ride and die, and then just get bounced after like an 0-4 start.
Don't put Path of the Peak into it and go hard.
The problem with the peek around is like it's just the finish things off. Like you're always like the math just doesn't work anymore because the power level of these cards have just gotten bigger and bigger with the VMAXs, so it's just been kind of harder.
Flaffy yoga loop.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah, just throw a yoga loop in there. Good to go.
Yep.
Extra turn and everything.
All right. Intern Drew, which art would you like to pick for tonight's?
Oh, you know I want the Duraludon pack. Okay. Let's go.
That's why you put it right in the front.
What do you want, buddy?
Oh, I'm going to take
that. Okay. Then I'll go first. Bum, 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 bum. We got Thomas X-Ray, Cat Yolanda, Leonardo X-Ray, Zebra, Jacob Six, Cock, Nipples, Wiener.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Nice. Wiener really sells it.
Lightning Energy, Fletchinder, Lantern, Treasure Energy, that I feel like I get all the time now, Rufflet, Drowsy. It's really cool to see Drowsy and Hypno back. I think I said that last week, but I haven't seen them in a card form in a very long time. Flabby, Roggenrola. No, I got this, guys. Roggenrola. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Psyduck. My holo is Timepole. And oh, great! Seismitoad is my rare.
Seismitoad. Let's go.
Semi-toad.
Aaron, let's rock and roll, man.
All right. We're having a slight delay in camera right now for some weird reason versus audio, but we have titties, wiener, Jack, penis, Karen, nipples, titties, Linda, Gabriel, Zoolander, Jack, my Harry.
He's like, my Harry.
All right, so we got a fighting energy.
Ooh, Dream. That was the first time I've seen that card.
A Stormy Mountain.
Really good. Really good stadium in that Bolton V deck.
Yep, a bull door.
Boom.
Woobat. I don't like that Woobat.
I'm sorry.
Eevee. Timple. Cutie Fly. Yeah, Applin. There we go. We got a good card finally. A reverse holo Floette. Rapid Strike. And.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Flapple. Fuck yeah, we got an Applin and a Flapple. We're amazing.
We done did it.
We
got Apple Tune last week. Perfect. We have the whole line. both of them.
Oh my god.
All right, right now, if this goes bad, then we're 11, anyway, 11 packs of just green. We'll find out. All right. It's all you, Drew.
We got titties, Michael, cock, Jack, Michael, zebra, nipples, titties, zebra, Kevin, lemon, Jack.
He's like the fourth grade. He's like, oh my god, I said titties.
Man, I'm just really waiting for like his wife to walk in one time.
What do you guys?
I mean, honestly, I'm waiting for my wife to walk in at some point in time.
It's Pokemon cards, I swear. Fire energy. We got Vergroth. We got Lombre. We got the Rapid Strike Scroll of the Flying Dragon.
Ah, it's so good.
We got Love Disc. Dwebble. Hip Hop the Bop a Dop a Dis.
Love it.
We got Zorua. Psyduck.
Oh!
We got a Reverse Holo Appleton. And yeah. Alternate Art Rayquaza V-Max.
Talonflame.
We got Talonflame.
Hey, we got the whole
alternate art.
Got the all Applin sets in this. That's fun. I don't really have.
You know what they say, apple a day.
Yeah. I really have much to make up for this Pokedad Nation, but I did get the one with the Umbreon, so I will add Umbreon to the question of the week. So you get the fun Applin evolution lines with Umbreon too. And Drew, what's the question of the week, man?
Ooh, question of the week. Isaiah Bradner won the last POG tournament. What deck did he play?
Oh, man, you're going to have people think.
Googling.
No, don't do that because they're going to do research. It's usually the people that are just, whatever they're listening, they can listen to the episode and get it. That's a good question. Oh. But if it was like, okay, time out. If it was like a really good pair, like the Rayquaza alternate art, I feel that would be a great question. But just for this, it's something that happened in the episode, Mr. Intern.
So, we'll give you another try, and if not, I have a question.
Okay, well, you're going to give me another try?
Yeah. You're on strike two right now. You only got one strike left.
Oh, jeez. I'm out of content, boys. All right, what? You guys are killing me. Can I do what deck took second at the Japan Nationals?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, cool. Because we talked about that. Yep. We definitely did.
I was like, I don't remember if we talked about that or not. Because I'm like, I can't remember who it was.
It wasn't grass, so you wouldn't remember.
That's true. Nothing else really matters.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's exactly. That's a good one.
My question was going to be, what is Drew's official title?
That was good too.
say it right before you asked me what the question is.
Really good, really good. Drew, welcome. I'm really glad that you were excited as much as we were excited to ask you. It's natural. It feels fun. It feels like we've been friends forever. So it's really good.
Yes, a thousand times yes.
Yeah, so good luck to everyone in the pod. This was fun. Can't wait for next week's episode. That's going to be fun too. And we'll keep yelling at Aaron to put Dokken Battle down and start playing Pokemon again. So we'll get that going.
To be fair, I mean, I have my phone, but I can at least play Dokken Battle by like pressing a button, walking away for 5 minutes, press another button, walk away for 10 minutes, press a button. That's all I got to do with Dokken Battle. Pokemon's like, you only got 30 seconds to fucking put your move in or you're done.
Figure this shit out.
I don't have that kind of time, man.
I love you guys. As always, I'm Pokedad Rick.
I'm Pokedad Aaron.
And Pokedad Intern Drew.
I hope you guys have a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening. I hope you guys pick up some EV10s or more Evolving Skies. Enjoy the set. It's fun, even though I am currently on a, 12, 13, 14 skid of booster packs that are just random. They're not from a booster box. It's nothing. I love green, I guess. It is my favorite color.
Green is a good color.
But not... Something not when like I'm it. Trying to build a deck. Oh, I went to a card store with my brother, and then I just bought a Leafeon VMAX just so I felt better about my life.
Yeah, let's go. Nice.
Yeah, so we're going to make Aaron play Leafeon when his boombox doesn't work out. So,
run Tool Tool Scrapper.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, Aaron, sign us off.
May your polls only be leafy. Oof.
Deuces.
30 seconds.
I need
brain power.
Needs to fart.
I do. Does. I do.
Dude, I did not think you were gonna say that. I thought this was gonna be the the polka dad information, okay. And you were just like, "Hey, everybody, here's my fart bubble.
I got a fart."
I love everyone.
I love it. That's that good host energy right there.